Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cestrino back with you for the Challenge Exit interview here on a Monday after it was a double elimination here on the Challenge, but only one Challenge Exit interview for you today. Got the word this morning that Amanda was not able to make the Survivor exit interviews. Not a Survivor exit interview, a Challenge exit interview, but we would have asked her about Survivor if she was here. But no exit press for Amanda. We will be speaking with Lewis, who was also eliminated last night on the Challenge. With me to do our exit interview, the co-host of the Challenge Wrap Up, it's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great. Excited to talk to Lewis. Bummed to see him go so soon. The Amazing Race people. It's tough.
Yeah, I felt good about Lewis because I know how likable he was on The Amazing Race. Everybody loved this guy on The Amazing Race.
Challenge is a different animal. He's got to, you know, build those connections that hasn't formed yet.
Yeah, it was a really good episode of The Challenge. I think this might have been my favorite episode, this fourth one that was on. Mm-hmm. Of course, Brian and I got the chance to talk to Pauly Calafiore on Friday, if you missed that exit interview. But this latest episode, boy, Josh is just out of control. Like, he's that deliberation scene was so fun, but I think I just would have sat at the table like, Josh, are you okay?
I don't know what he would have said. I was waiting for someone to ask him that, but that's Josh on hyperdrive. I mean, you wind Josh up. He's like one of those like dolls. You pull the string and he just goes.
He's just like screaming and like being a wild man.
But you love to see it. Look, he got his point across, right? He got his way both ways. So
got his point across, but yeah, I don't know if you can like negotiate with somebody like that, but I guess he was ready and wasn't going to budge. So there you go. All right. So of course, check out Allie and Brian's coverage. It's already out for episodes 3 and 4 in the Challenge podcast feed. We are going to bring in Lewis. You could watch this also on our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Let's bring in Lewis. Hey, Lewis, you're here with Rob and Brian for RHAP. Lewis, you were my winner pick. I thought,
what?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a terrible pick, Rob.
Lewis, everybody loves you. I couldn't believe it. What are these people thinking wanting to put you into the challenge?
It's the connections before you come into the house, though, Rob. These guys, everybody.
I believed in you. I thought, I said, look, that Lewis is so charming. Everybody loves this guy.
Wow. Wow. Winner pick, huh? I'm sorry to disappoint, Rob.
Not disappointed. Yeah, yeah. I'm sad to see you out because I like watching you on these shows. So can you talk about what, did you have a hard time finding the footing that you normally have with these social situations?
Oh, absolutely, Rob, because it's not your regular challenge season either. When they talk about the secret voting, that's not something I've done or practiced before. This is something that's out of my, the Amazing Race is not about this, right? And then I'm going against the people that have done it before, and they're also good at it. You know, they went to the finals of Big Brother or Survivor, or they won Survivor and Big Brother. So I'm not used to the secret voting. I have so much respect. I have so much more respect for you Survivors and Big Brother players, because it's so stressful in that house. It's something so different. And the level of tenacity you guys need to do that, that's so crazy. So it was very difficult for me. So the political game was something that was very tough on that aspect, because I'm just not experienced in doing that. My game plan was, let me just go in and be myself, have a good time, and make some connections in this house. I tried my best doing that, but people, my first elimination day, my first nomination, I got put in just because of the lack of connections, because I just didn't have enough time in the house to make those connections. So, and that's where I'm at.
You know, I'm curious, Louis, did you try to leverage, you know, James and Kayla, a couple of people are on the Challenge USA season one. I don't know how close you are with them. Did you try to leverage their connections at all? Any relationship that they made? Did you speak to them beforehand and going into the season to even pick their brain a little bit about how to, you know, best go about this?
Oh, yeah. James knows a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he gave me a list of people to trust when I was on that list. Gonna go back. I know Chanel's on that list. I know Desi was on that list. Yeah. John A. You know, so when I spoke to John A, I'm like, hey John A, I know James is a great fan of yours. He's like, yeah, I know James. So I tried to do that. Can I give you another exclusive?
Please,
I don't think I've told this to anybody else, but I did not fly out with everybody else to Croatia.
Oh.
I got a positive COVID test. So I left the day later.
Mm-hmm.
So while everybody's getting to know each other on this 20-hour flight to Croatia, I'm sitting at home because I had to do another two COVID tests before I fly out.
Yeah.
So the game doesn't begin at the house. Mm-hmm. The game begins at the airport. Mm-hmm. You know, like once you start getting known
beforehand.
Or even before. Yeah, even before that with your connections on that. So I think that's pretty much another reason why I came in and I got nominated the first day, because I didn't haven't even seen anybody.
All right, you know, you watched the episode, Lewis. Yeah. I got to know that. How do you feel about Dusty, your Amazing Race brother, who loves Johnny Bananas, but
more than me.
it seems like that we are still like. Dusty
I'm
is
still
like
waiting
the
for my love
guy.
Note.
Yeah. That were you annoyed with how Dusty handled that vote?
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed with how Dusty handled that vote. I thought I had the numbers with the girls, with the girls there, you know, we all had a plan of getting the bets out, voting in Wes and Amanda. And Dusty Byrne voted, and I was disappointed to hear that after I was nominated, I asked Dusty, hey man, what happened? He told me he tried his best to save me. And then Chanel's on the other side of the table calling him out, calling bullshit that you had
and
a chance
Twitter.
To save him. And on Twitter. Yeah. I heard about that. Michelle told me, said, hey, about the Chanel and Tiffany votes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate the guy. You know, I spoke to him afterwards. I told him, hey, Dusty, you were my number one guy in there. I would have flipped the table for you, dude. I would have done whatever it took to save you. He didn't feel the same way for me. Maybe he thought I was lying. Maybe he thought I was playing the game, but it's not true. Like everything I told him was the truth, and he decided to go a different way. And that's it. That's the game. That's the decision he made. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And during the daily, we see the blue and red teams on the last round come together and really, you know, try to make sure that the green doesn't have a chance in that last round. Obviously you weren't part of that last heat, but how frustrating was it for you and everyone on the sideline watching, being like, this, you know, we got no chance to pull this out. How frustrating was it for everyone there watching that?
You know, I thought we still had a chance. Cause even though, you know, Bananas and Tori were going to play defense, it's Monty and Michaela. So I'm like, guys, you got to figure stuff out, because we saw the whispers happening. We knew that they were going to play defense, but what's crazy, Brian, is they also, how also everything landed, the stars aligned perfectly for the blue squad to help the red squad. Because if the last two teams that went was red and green, then that would have never happened. If Bananas and Tori never went last, then that would have never happened. But everything worked out so perfectly for them to gang up on the green squad. And that's what happened. And not only that, it's a double elimination day, so the Hopper can't save me. Me and the Hopper had a great relationship. The Hopper had my back. But the Hopper looked at me this time and said, Lewis, I can't help you anymore. But so it's really unlucky, but I give props to Bananas and Tori. That's why they got chosen to be on the season, because of how good they are at this, how good they are at the showmanship. Bananas throwing the cones in the air saying, I don't give a F of scoring any points. I'm here to play defense. It worked out so perfectly, and it's I'm the casualty in this. So
can you talk about the elimination battle with Chris? I mean, it looked like that you guys were really going at it. How long were you guys in that elimination battle for?
It was three rounds long.
Three. Okay.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that
yeah,
that was the third? We saw the ultimate.
Saw the second. I think.
Oh, okay.
That was the second round that they mostly showed. So the elimination started with the evil eye hanging in the middle, and both of us on the opposite sides, right? And we had to run to the center, grab it, and then take the evil eye outside the ring to score a point. You know, this played to my advantage because I got some speed on Chris, right? Yeah. So I got once TJ blew that horn, I hauled ass to the middle, snatched that evil eye right before him. He tried to tackle me, so I did like a little spin move. He bounced off me, and I scored the first point in seconds. And I'm so disappointed that they didn't show that, because I kind of looked like a badass there.
Yeah.
I was like, and I'm just like, what are they doing here? And to top it off, you know, it just shows the tenacity that Chris has, because he came back and scored the last 2 points. Like, why would they not want to show that? I was so disappointed. It was a tough match. It was grueling. It lasted, for me, it felt like hours, but it lasted, I want to say, at least 20 minutes. And it was a crazy match.
Yeah. I know you mentioned, obviously, the Hopper couldn't save you this time, being the one that was voted in. But when you were standing there, was there a name that you were hoping popped out of there that you felt you matched up best against? Or were you just, you know, whoever it was at the time?
I did vote for Chris. When I saw that it was a Cole Russell type elimination, I was not happy. I was kind of hoping it wasn't Chris. I think I did not want Monty or Tyler or Wes, because those guys I made a connection with and they're on my team. So that leaves Bananas, Fessy, and Sebastian. I'm not picking Fessy because I like living. So that leaves Bananas and Sebastian. I think out of those two, Bananas is just too experienced. So for me to come back and win, the best odds for me, I think, would have been Sebastian for that specific elimination.
Lewis, are you hoping that you might be able to maybe make the leap over to do more challenge in the future?
I love the show. If they call me back to do it, I'll definitely do it again. I just did not like the secret voting stuff. That shit was so hard for me. That was so difficult for me. That was out of my comfort zone. If they say, hey, Lewis, we're doing another secret voting season, are you in? I'd be like, let me save my vacation days for the Amazing Race All-Stars. Yeah. So maybe I'll be on Amazing Race All-Stars instead.
Okay.
But I can't say no to the challenge, Rob. I'm not going to ever say no. I don't care if I'm the only Amazing Racer. I won't say no. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Need to get more of you next time. The last season three, this season's two, it's going in the wrong direction for Amazing Race.
Right. Like, and it's probably going to be no Amazing
Race. Maybe stick together also.
Yeah.
I tried.
I know. And look, look, Lewis, we'll be seeing more of you next year in May. Sneak preview.
I got to call Bryce. I haven't got my calendar yet.
Over here. All right. You know what? I think the problem really was you were on the green team and you're a red team guy.
I agree. And I spoke to Josh after he picked his teams and he's like, hey, my bad. I just want my friends on other teams. And I'm just like, cool.
Yeah.
So I was really disappointed not to go on red team. So
yeah. All right. Well, sad to see you go out. Love watching you on these shows. So hopefully we get to see you more. All the best outside of the challenge. Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Take care, guys. See ya.
All right, Brian. There you have it. There's Lewis from The Amazing Race. And yeah, I'm disappointed to see him go. I thought he would have bested Chris Underwood.
Yeah, sad to see him go. He's, you know, he seemed like a great guy. Great talking to him. And, you know, Bundy didn't last a little longer. Just The Amazing Race people, they don't stick together. They need to work on their, like, loyalty to each other.
Not great for Dusty. Speaking of Dusty, that I was cracking up. I was listening to you and Allie on the recap when you asked about, like, is this what I sound like talking about bananas? Does come off like Dusty?
Better not be. Otherwise, I got to, like, really, really bad.
I was watching this challenge episode this morning, and I was all ready to talk to Chris Underwood, and I was all like, Chris, boy, too bad there's not another way for you to get back in this game after this. I thought Lewis was just gonna like throw Chris Underwood right under there, but good job on Chris.
Good job by Chris. How about three rounds? I didn't realize. I don't know why they would shorten it on the edit, but that was very interesting stuff.
They got two eliminations to get to. They got to cut it down for time. Otherwise, you will be watching an hour of Evil Eye footage.
That's true.
I know that's heaven for you. Yeah. anyway, Brian and Allie are back with another recap of the challenge. So check that out. Brian, anything else coming up for you this week?
No, just, you know, Big Brother's looking great. Excited for all that. Obviously, the challenge double dipping again Thursday and Sunday, so more double
episodes. Is this the last week of that?
It is. After there's Thursday, then Sunday, and it's Thursday, but no Sunday.
All right, so be sure to check out all the coverage in our challenge podcast feed. That's at robinsonwebsite.com/challenge feed. Thank you so much for joining us for the exit interview. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.